This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how to comfort the grieving. And loss on any level can cause grieving, but it is that sudden loss, that tragic loss, that can foster about an unbearable sense of pain. And of course, I'm focusing recently on the tragic mass shooting in Las Vegas, and of course, the survivors who are still dealing with loss on so many levels of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. And I'm even dealing with it personally, as I've had a dear friend recently lose her mom. And so when we see someone grieving, the initial reaction is to extend to them a sense of comfort to show them that we are there for them. But I had to understand that sometimes we need to show that we are there with them, no matter how they respond, because grieving is a process, and their initial response might be one of anger or one of bewilderment. Why did this have to happen to me? And when I turn to the scriptures, I look at how Jesus comforted Mary as she was grieving the death of her brother Lazarus. And we see that Jesus is not only there for Mary, but he is there with Mary. And so this might mean being tolerant during an angry outburst while you're trying to comfort someone, or giving them space if they request it, or it might just mean meeting them exactly where they are with love and compassion. So as we are extending comfort to someone, let us cling to these words. When Jesus saw her weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit. He also wept. John 11:33. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't just be there for them, be there with them.